This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Igal Adato. He is an entrepreneur, leader, expert, founder of the Legion of Leaders and Leaderato. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Derek. I'm happy to be here.
You've got a cool story. Our entrepreneurs and those who want to learn from someone who started at an early age are going to enjoy your story today. You dedicate yourselves to helping business owners now, mastering self-leadership skills, finding their passion, transforming their personal and professional lives into what they've wanted. But since age 15, you've been studying and practicing leadership, including building up to a $50 million in revenue that you did with your brother with a company that you started at the age of 22. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun, and I learned so much doing that.
I love to start at the beginning and just hear, again, myself too, being an entrepreneur from an early age. Tell me, kind of walk me through, like, when did it click for you? When did you realize you were onto something? When did you get the bug? Just kind of walk me through your first memories of just that obsession or having fun with chasing the entrepreneurial dream.
Sure. So it started off, I come from an entrepreneur family. So my father, my uncles, my grandfather, they all were business owners. But at the age of about 13 years old, I joined a youth leadership movement. At the age of 16, I became one of the counselors at the leadership movement. And then at the age of 20, I became one of the main leadership development directors for the counselors. So that's how my leadership started.
Wow.
And then I got into a band. I did the whole, you know, tour and music thing, and I was broke. And my brother invited me over to his business. He had started a pawn shop, and he said, "Hey, I need some help a couple of days a week." And then, yeah, I was there for 15 years working with my brother. Hand in hand, grew a business, sold over $50 million in services and products. And now I do the leadership development gig. So,
well, just curious, what part of the country were you in when you had your pawn shop?
Pawn shop? Yeah. Here in San Diego, very California.
Cool. Okay, man, that's exciting. Yeah. What a cool. Now, it's the allure of it now has been made popular. Of course, I grew up shopping at pawn shops, but the allure grew, obviously, with Pawn Stars, made it. Did you see an increase in traffic, or have you heard of people seeing an increase in traffic since the popularity of shows like that?
For me, the allure, yes. Before, we used to tell people that we were in the jewelry business. We wouldn't say that we were in the pawn shop business. But then when Hardcore Pawn and Pawn Stars came out, we just kept on saying we were pawn shop owners and we were pawn brokers. And so we started giving people tours of our business because of the shows. So it was pretty cool.
That's fun. I always love to see when a vertical like that gets popular, and just how when there's not an interest before, it just suddenly a shift to making it sexy to go get a behind the scenes tour of a pawn shop. I think it's cool, but I love it when it becomes mainstream like that.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.